September 1st, 1900. Obedience puts peace between God and the soul. Since he was still not coming, I kept saying, "My good Jesus, come. Do not make me wait so long. This morning I don't feel like getting upset and looking for you so much to the point of tiring myself. Come, once and for all, quickly, quickly, as simple as that." And seeing that he was not coming, I kept saying, "It shows that you want me to get tired and even reach the point of getting upset. Otherwise, you do not come." While I was saying this and other nonsense, he came and told me, "Would you be able to tell me what it is that maintains the correspondence between the soul and God?" And I, but always through a light that was coming to me from him, said, "Prayer." And Jesus, approving of my answer, added, "But what is it that draws God to intimate conversation with the soul?" I did not know what to answer, but immediately the light moved in my intellect, and I said, "If vocal prayer serves to maintain the correspondence, certainly interior meditation must serve as nourishment in order to maintain the conversation between God and the soul." Content with that, he continued, "Now, would you be able to tell me what it is that breaks the sweet conflicts and removes the loving discontents which may arise between God and the soul?" And since I did not answer, he himself said, "My daughter, only obedience has this office, because she alone decides about the things pertaining to me and the soul. And when some conflicts arise, or when some discontent comes to mortify the soul, as obedience arises, she breaks the conflicts, removes the discontents, and puts peace between God and the soul." And I, "Oh Lord, many times it seems that obedience herself does not want to meddle in it, remaining indifferent. And the poor soul is forced to remain in that state of conflicts and of happiness." And Jesus, "She does so for a certain time, because she too wants to delight in being present at those loving conflicts. But then she takes on her office and pacifies everything. Therefore, obedience gives peace to the soul and to God." Having said this, he disappeared.